我们借着创世纪里头所记载的一些人物，我们来查考这个属灵的征战。
We utilize the characters in Genesis to understand the spiritual battle.
这个创世纪里头记载的这些古代的人物，他们的生活，他们的信仰。
These ancient characters in Genesis retells about the stories and how they led their lives and spiritually speaking.
生活的本身就是一场属灵的征战。
And in their physical lives, it is a representation of a spiritual battle.
会影响我们跟神的关系的，这就是征战。
And it is what influences us in our spiritual lives.
这个就是属灵的征战。
And that is spiritual battle.
会破坏我们信仰的事情。这个就是属灵的征战。
And that is what breaks our faith is the spiritual battle.
那我们的生活常常能够显示出我们属灵的状况。
And in our lives, it manifests upon these spiritual circumstances.
我们的生活来告诉我们，我们属灵的征战是胜利或者失败。
Our lives tell us if the spiritual battle that we have either won or been defeated by.
在创世纪第四章里头，我们看到亚伯他是一个在属灵征战上他是胜利。
And in Genesis chapter 4, we meet a character named Abel who is spiritually upright.
那他的这个哥哥该隐呢，在属灵的征战上他就失败。
And his older brother Cain, in the eyes of the spiritual battle, he failed.
那这两个兄弟他们的整个这个事情是由他们的献祭来引发出来的。
And so the story of these two brothers started from the offerings that they gave.
那这个献祭应该是他们生活里头的一部分。
And this offering was just probably a portion of their lives.
那所以他们的生活来显示出他们这个灵性的状况。
So their lives foretold of their circumstances of their spiritual lives.
请看创世纪第四章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第三节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 3.
第三节，有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给主。
Verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering to the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
第四节，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的子由献上，神看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Verse 4, Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and then the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
第五节，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Verse 5, but he did not respect Cain and his offering.And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
从这里的描述里头，我们看到在这里，这个献祭的人跟他的祭物是相提并论的。
You can see here from the description of the offerings, what was offered and the actual character of the person was very different.
他们是这个不是分开来讲，是讲在一起。
And it is not that they're separate, but it was actually we say this together.
当讲亚伯的时候，就包括着亚伯的祭物。
So when you're talking about Abel, you talk about his offering.
也不能够只讲亚伯的祭物，也包括亚伯这个人。
So you cannot say that this offering of Abel constitutes what Abel is.
那我们更可以看得出来，这个祭物跟这个人它是同等的重要。
And so we know that the quality of the offering and the person himself is one of importance.
甚至人比祭物还要重要。
And in actuality, this man is actually more important than the offering itself.
那一直以来这个一直是对人来讲，一直是一种的这种对人的一种挑战。
And to the viewpoint of man, this has always been considered a challenge.
比如说我们今天我们非常重视这个侍奉做圣工。
If today we truly emphasize the servitude,
但是啊，我们也不能够忽略了做这些事情的人。
But we cannot forget those who perform the work.
啊，有时候我们会很看重这个事情而忽略的人。
Many times we may look past this and lose sight of the person.
啊，我们很在意我们所做的事情，我们忽略了啊，我们在神面前是怎样的人。
We are so we put an emphasis on the servitude we work on, but rather we look past the person that is performing it.
哦，所以说不但要侍奉，而且还要灵修。
But not only do we need to serve, we need to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
那这个一直是人啊，在奉献啊，或者在侍奉当中会去忽略的一个软弱。
And when man is serving or offering, this is a weak point that he or she may encounter.
所以我们请看第四章的《创世纪》四章的第七节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 4, verse 7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？第一句话。
If you do well, will you not be accepted?
所以神对该隐是说，你如果行得好，你这个人如果在眼中，在我的眼中，你是行得好。
So Lord said to Cain, in his eyes, He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
神不是只是看他的祭物而已，神更是看这一个人。
Lord did not just look at the objects, but he also looked at this person.
那也不但只是看到人外在上所做的。
The Lord did not just look at the outer nature of what this person had done.
外在上你是怎样的人。
From outer nature, what is the kind of person you are?
神更是看到人的内心。
The Lord looks ever more into the internal or the heart.
所以神曾经对这个撒母耳说啊，人看人是看外在啊，但是神是看人的内心。
At one point, the Lord told Samuel that man looks at the outside of a person, but I look at the inside of a person.
那我们也常常会用我有这个心就来忽略了。外在上面所做的。
Many times we use things of the heart to shatter the perspectives we have for the outer nature.
我们有时候会说，只要我的心是正的，我才不管别人怎么想怎么看。
And you say, as long as my heart is strong, that it doesn't matter what others say on the outside.
我的心如果是对的，我管他去什么条规不条规。
If my heart is right, what does it matter what I have transgressed?
那个 regulation 我不管它。
Or what kind of regulation, I do not care about that.
这样也是不对。
And that is not the right viewpoint.
在出埃及记的第十啊，在利未记的第十章啊，说到亚伦的两个儿子啊，他们来这个献来烧这个香。
In Leviticus chapter 10, it talks about the two sons of Aaron and how they offered and burned the offering.
他们真的有那个心啊，是要来服侍神。
They really had the heart to serve God.
但是他们不遵守，没有遵守那个条规。
But they did not observe the actual regulations.
他们是用普通的火来烧这个香。
They used a regular fire to burn the offering.
所以神也不喜悦。
So the Lord was not happy by this.
所以这个是两方面都要看重。
So in actuality, you need to look at things from both perspectives.
如果有一些条规，我们还是要遵守那些条规。
If there are conditions or regulations, we must revere them.
那个来表现出人对神的这种顺服。
This manifests or shows our obedience to God.
有时候那个条规啊，它也说不上来那个理由到底是什么。
So sometimes these regulations we may not be able to give an accurate reason why they are so.
只因为神这样子规定，我们就照这样子来做。
But it is merely because God had said for us to do so, so we have to follow it.
所以在历代以来啊，人常常在这个侍奉神的事情上面，总是有一些缺失，有一些软弱。
So in those times, it is the reason why people have weak points.
在阿摩斯书第四章里头说到说当时的人们他们也献祭。
In Amos chapter 4 also records on how people at that time also offered.
但是先知是说他们去献祭这一件事情其实是让他们多多的去犯罪。
But the priest in Amos had said that offering just allows them to come to grips with the sin they have committed.
反而让他们去犯罪。
Actually, offering allows them to commit sin.
他们照他们所喜欢的来做献祭。
And it is allowing them to have this happiness or pleasure in wanting to offer.
这个献祭是拜神的一个行为，所以是属神的。
So this offering is a form of worshiping God, so it is of God.
所以应该是要照神所喜悦的来做，不是照人所喜悦的来做。
And it is according to what pleases him, not what pleases man.
在主耶稣的时代主耶稣也说，有好多的人，他们是嘴巴赞美神，心却跟神远离。
In Jesus' time, there were people that praised the word of praised God with their mouths, but did not really truly know Him.
所以人跟事情这个两项都重要。
The two issues of man and the actual matter, these are two different. These are two important things.
所以神他看重亚伯，也包括了看重亚伯所献的祭。
God was pleased by Abel and what he had offered.
那神看不重该隐和他的这个供物。
God was not pleased by Cain and what he had offered.
我们请再看创世纪第四章第六节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节，神对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变得脸色呢？”
Verse 6. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?"
这个在第五节说到说这个该隐他大大的发怒，他变了脸色。
Verse 5. It records Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
所以第六节神就问他说为什么。
So the Lord asked him, "Why is this so?"
这是神对该隐的问话。
And this is a question that the Lord posed to Cain.
所以让我们看到神他很在意我们的情绪，我们的感觉。
The Lord is very sensitive or just basically knows what we are feeling.
还有我们的 emotion.
And our emotions at the time.
有时候我们会跟朋友说，你就暂时不要管我，你让我独自一个人。
And we may say to our friends sometime that, please leave me alone, let me be with myself.
那可能我们那时候是这个有那种情绪化的我们很情绪化。
And so at that time we may be emotional.
我们不希望人家看到我们在发脾气。
We would not want others to see our angry side.
但是神他很在意我们的情绪，我们的感觉。
But God definitely is sensitive or listens to how we feel or our emotions.
比如说耶拿书里头，神也是连续两次问这个耶拿说，你这样子生气，这样子合理吗？
So in Jonah, God asked him twice, is it right that you are angry in this way?
神也曾经问以利亚先知说：“你在这里做什么？”
God also asked Elijah at that time, "Why are you in this place?"
那个以利亚心中充满着这种不满。
From Elijah's heart, he expressed that he was not happy.
这个他一直在控告这些以色列人。
That he had done so much for the Israelites.
他 accused 哈。
That he accused the Israelites.
这个都没有人敬拜神，只剩下我一个人。
That no one worship God, just myself.
然后他们还要杀我。
And then they still want to come after and kill me.
这是当时以利亚的他的感觉，他的情绪。
So this was the emotional moment of Elijah at that time.
啊，所以神也是这样啊，关神关心他的情绪，所以神问以利亚说：“你在这里做什么？”
So God was understanding to his personality at that moment. So he asked him why he was there at that time.
啊，有时候我们说就让我发发我的啊，发发脾气就没事了。
And it is just that sometimes just let us be temperamental, and it will be fine.
啊，那事实上其实啊，并不是这样子。
But in reality, it is not this way.
哦，所以神啊，他很在意我们当时的情绪。
So the Lord truly understands our current emotional state.
啊，因为这要显示出来我们跟人的关系是怎样。
So in order. How is it able to be manifested? In what way will it be like?
啊，我们的情绪啊，反映出来我们跟人之间的 relationship.
So our emotional side, when it manifests, what kind of relationship that will happen with others?
啊，那我们跟人的关系也反映出，也会反映出我们跟神的关系。
Our relationship that we have with others may also be manifested. Our relationship with God can also be manifested.
哦，当我们对人没有爱
，and when we have no love towards someone,
那很有可能我们跟神之间的爱也变得很淡薄。
Then that also means that our love might be lukewarm toward God.
哦，我们的这种发脾气是没有道理的，很有可能我们心中已经没有啊、哦、这个。神的教训呢、啊，在我们心中已经没有了那个位置。
There's no point or purpose to this temper tantrum, so it seems like God's word has no longer has a seat in our heart.
哦，我们的情绪表达出来，我们跟人的关系不好。
Our emotions, once it manifests, shows that our relationship with others is not good.
啊，很有可能我们已经没有被圣灵充满。
And it is a possibility that we are not, we don't have the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
啊，那我们的情绪啊，也常常反映出来我们的健康。
Our emotional state also foretells our health.
啊，一个身体不舒服或者心情不健康的人，他容易有这种情绪的表现。
Someone who is not healthy is more likely to have these type of mood swings.
啊，那所以啊，那神他爱我们，他关心我们。
So the Lord loves us and cares for us.
哦，这就是为什么神他问这个该隐啊，他说你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？
And this is why the Lord asks Cain on why your countenance has fallen.
啊，这个问话是给他一个提醒。
And this question actually is representative of a teaching.
啊，我们再请看创世纪第四章第七节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 4 verse 7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
Verse 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted, and if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
啊，那这也是有一种问话的口吻。
This actually is a type of a form of questioning.
啊，那也是神他爱该隐，他给该隐指示一条道路。
And so, God loved Cain so much that He provided a path for him here.
哦，他说你要行得好。
He said, "You must."Be good.
哦，那你也会蒙我的喜爱，蒙我的悦纳。
If you are good, then you will also be. I will be pleased by you.
啊，那什么是行得好
？So what is it that is meant by being good or having good behavior?
啊，如果从这一段呢、啊，当然就是跟亚伯来做个比较。
So it's very natural to have a comparison with Abel.
哦，亚伯他是行得好
，because Abel did good.
啊，那。为什么说亚伯他行得好
？Why is it that we say that Abel did good？
好，我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11。
希伯来书十一章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4。
第四节，亚伯因着信献祭以神比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了 称义的见证，就是神指他礼物所做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks.
这个希伯来书的作者啊，他就在这里说到说，亚伯啊，他是因着信来献祭给神。
So over here, the author of Hebrews says that Abel offered by faith.
这就是亚伯行得好。
And this is why Abel did good.
他凭着信心来做。
Because he did offer by faith.
所以这也给我们一个很好的提醒。
So this actually is a very good teaching for us.
我们要在侍奉神的任何事情上面，我们要凭着信心来做。
So when it comes to serving and offering, we must have a similar attitude.
我们这个相信我们相信这个神知道，神看见。
We believe that God can see what we have done.
我们认定我这个是为了神来做的。
And then we have told ourselves that what I'm doing is for God.
好，那因为我是为神而做的，所以神他是主人。
Because I am doing this for God, God is the master.
好，所以主人他来决定一切。
So the master is one that makes decisions for all.
好，所以这个再来就是能够顺服主人的意思去做。
And then we also must follow the obedience or must obey will of God and then do it.
那这样子所做的就是最好的。
And so if we follow this fashion, it is the best.
所以圣经里头有很多的人，他们这个所做的蒙神悦纳。
In the Bible, there are many people that have been able to manifest God's will and do His will.
他们所做的这个神悦纳，神喜欢，神接受。
So what they have done is what has pleased God.
那就是因为他们凭着信心做。
And it's because they do it by faith.
他们是顺服神的意思来做。
They obey and follow what God wants to do, and they do it.
所以有一个寡妇，她只是献两个小钱。
Just like the widow who gave two coins.
她在奉献这两个小钱的时候，她是凭着信心来奉献。
So when she offered those two coins, she did that merely by faith.
所以她得到主耶稣的称赞。
So that she was able to receive praise from God.
有一次有一个小孩子，他奉献了五个大麦饼，还有两条鱼。
And so one time there was a story of a child who offered five fish and two bread.
主耶稣也喜欢，主耶稣也悦纳。
So the God also loved this.
就让五千个人吃饱。
And he allowed for 5,000 people to be full.
虽然在人来看只是一点点。
And in the eyes of man, this may just be a small.
但是所成就的事情却是最大的。
But then the accomplishment or edification that is brought from it is great.
那当然这个亚伯他也因为行得好，但是他却受苦。
And so even Abel, he offered well, but he also experienced hardship.
他甚至被这个怀着怨恨的哥哥该隐把他杀死。
He was murdered by his hateful brother Cain.
但是他是有福气的人。
But Abel had blessing for sure.
因为神还是神这个悦纳，神接受了他。
Because God accepted Abel.
所以今天我们都知道这个做对的事情是应该的。
Today we know that what is right we must do and that we must do.
但是那我们也要知道，有时候做对的事情它会有时候会让我们受苦。
And we know that even though we do what is right, it may bring upon sorrow upon us.
那这个就是对我们的一种考验。
And so this is a test to us.
为了是要让我们领受更大的福气。
So this allows us to experience even more or bigger blessings.
所以不但亚伯，圣经里头许许多多蒙患的人物， 他们都曾经这个行义而受苦。
Not only Abel, there are plenty of other characters who by faith suffered.
好，我们请再看回创世纪第四章。
Let's look back at Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第七节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 7.
下半句话说， 你若行得不好， 罪就伏在门前， 祂必恋慕你， 你却要制服祂。
Verse 7, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
那在这里神也告诉该隐啊， 就说， 你若行得不好， 那会有什么结果？
God told Cain, if you do not do well, sin lies at the door.
你如果行得不好啊， 你就会被这个罪啊， 把你捆绑， 把你抓住。
If you do not do well, you lay prey to Satan, to sin.
那这个我们从该隐来看， 为什么会行得不好？
Then let's look at the perspective from Cain. Why is it that he did not do well?
我们人的行为啊， 常常是随着我们的这种， 我们的心思， 我们的情绪而有的。
The actions and behavior of man is basically a representation of our emotional state.
我们的心思会影响到我们的情绪。
The matters of the heart influences our emotional state.
所以我们常常说， 常常会互相勉励说， 你这个心胸要， 你事情要看得远一点。
So we mutually encourage each other and tell others that we must transcend and look at an issue in a big perspective.
我们常常说， 你不要心胸这么狭窄， 不要只是在这一个角落里头， 这样在那边想不开。
So we often tell others not to think so small of a situation or have tunnel vision on any matter.
因为人的心思就会影响到人的情绪。
Because the things of the heart will influence our emotional state.
一个人如果有不满的情绪， 他就会有不满的行为。
If you have an imperfect emotional state, you will have an imperfect spirituality.
对，你当你一个人，你对别人不信任， 你就会有那种 不信任的行为出来。
If you are acting in ill will toward others, then you'll manifest the bad part of you.
你不相信别人， 你就会有那种不相信别人的行为出来。
So if you don't believe in others, then you'll have that, you'll have a bad quality that will manifest.
我们如果是厌恨一个人， 那就会有 厌恨的行为出来。
If you do not like somebody, you will also have these behavior of hatefulness that will manifest.
如果我们轻视一个人， 轻看一个人， 就会有那种轻看的行为出来。
If you look at someone dearly, then you will have, you will manifest actions that show that you do love or like that person.
你若despise一个人，
If you despise someone, then you will show actions of despising others.
好，我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter
3. 约翰一书第三章十一节。
First John chapter 3, verse 11.
我们应当彼此相爱， 这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
Verse 11, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
12节, 不可像该隐, 他是属那恶者, 杀了他的兄弟。 为什么杀了他呢? 因为自己的行为是恶的, 兄弟的行为是善的。
Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous.
这里提到说, 这个该隐啊, 他的行为是恶的。
It says here, Cain's behavior was wicked.
他在还没有杀害他的弟弟之前啊， 他的行为就已经不好。Before
murdering his younger brother, it was already said that his behavior was wicked.
那他的行为是从他的心思来的。
His behavior came from what he had thought in his heart.
哦，所以他有那个不爱自己的弟弟的心思。
So he had already had this heart of not loving his own brother.
哦，那所以呢，他就杀害了他的弟弟。
Which is why he killed his brother.
哦，那这些行为最可怕的地方就是让他是属于那个恶者。
And these actions just really was able to demonstrate that he is wicked.
哦，他属于 belong.
That he belongs to wickedness.
哦，我们当然要属于神，怎么可以属于恶者？
So we must belong to God. How can we belong to evil?
约翰福音第八章在提到那个恶者的本质是什么。
And John chapter 8 talks about the nature of wickedness or evil.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章四十四节。
John chapter 8 verse 44.
四十四节，你们是出于你们父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.
哦，这就是为什么约翰一书啊，说到这个该隐是属于那个恶者。
This is the reason why First John it says that Cain is wicked.
哦，因为他的心思、他的行为都跟这个恶者是一样的。
Because his behavior and actions are just what exactly is described here, what evil is.
好，我们请再看回创世纪第四章。
Let's look back at Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第八节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 8.
第八节，该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
Verse 8, Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him.
第九节，神对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说，我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
在这里，该隐犯下了一个严重的错误。
So Cain committed a great wrong.
因为他杀害了他的弟弟亚伯。
Because he had killed his younger brother Abel.
第九节，神也是一样对该隐提出质问。
So, verse 9, Lord also asked to Cain a question.
他问该隐说：“你的兄弟亚伯在哪里？”
He asked, "Where is Abel, your brother?"
神没有直接的说你为什么杀害了你的弟弟。
The Lord did not directly ask, "Why did you kill your brother Cain?"
他却用问的说：“你的弟弟亚伯在哪里？”
He asked, "Where is Abel, your brother?"
我们看到这个该隐他犯错了，但是他这个并没有承认。
So we know Cain did something wrong here, but he did not confess or admit to it.
这就好像在他献祭的时候，他有错，但是他还发怒。
Just like when he had offered, he knew that he was wrong, but he still was full of wrath.
那神每一次的问话，其实就是再给他一次机会。
So when the Lord asks him a question, it is like he is giving him another chance.
只是这个该隐他都没有把握住这个机会。
But Cain never grasped this opportunity.
神用问话的就是对人的爱，给人再一次的机会。
So the Lord uses the form of questions to represent his love to give you another chance.
那当然我们也要求神帮助我们保守我们的心怀意念，我们心里所想的。
So we ask God to protect and guide the matters in our heart.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第七节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
神是愿意来帮助我们，帮助我们有个好的对的心思。
God is willing to help us to have a heart that is right.
哦，有一个对的心思，我们也才能够拥有真正的平安。
And only in this type of attitude are we able to experience true peace.
哦，所以只要我们愿意啊，我们愿意的话，神是一定可以啊帮助啊，神一定能够帮助我们有个对的心思。
If only we are willing, then God is willing to help us to have a heart that is right.
所以神通常不是只有给我们一次机会。
So many times, it is not that the Lord only gives us one chance.
就好像神对该隐啊，他不是只有质问他一次。
And just like in the situation with Cain, the Lord did not just ask him once.
我们再看回创世纪第四章。
Let's look back at Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第七节
Genesis chapter 4 verse 7、
啊、最后一句话神说这个罪啊，他会恋慕你，你却要制服他。
And the Lord said, its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.、
啊、神指示这个该隐、啊、你要如何来胜过。
The Lord asked or told Cain that you must transcend this desire.
哦、第一个你要判断你行的是好或者不好。
You must figure out for yourself if what you're doing is right or wrong.、
哦、那对该隐来讲是很明显的，他知道他没有行得好。
So Cain blatantly knew that what he did is not right.、
哦、因为他的献祭没有得到神的这个喜悦。
Because from the beginning, his offering did not please God.、
哦、所以这就告诉他是行得不好。
This should have told him that what he did was wrong.
好，那所以神告诉他说，你既然你行得不好，那个罪呢，就好像在门口等着你，要抓住你。
And because your actions are wrong, then it is like sin is crouching at the door, waiting to grasp you.
好，他是不想不会，他是不会放过你的。
And this sin will not. Will not let you go.
那所以呢，这就是该隐他的征战。
So this is the battle that Cain had experienced.
那神说，你却要去制服他。
And so the Lord said you must extinguish it.
就是说你要胜过，你要去胜过他。
You must be triumphant over it.
那就是从这个行的不好你要改变成行得好。
So you must go from one this state to a state where you are in good behavior.
那而且又有一个好的例子就在他的眼前。
And so to have a good example in front of his eyes.
啊，就是他的弟弟亚伯，他的弟弟亚伯行得好。
And that example is his own brother because his brother had good actions.
哦，他如何去胜过自己的软弱呢？就是去学习这个亚伯所做的。
If Cain can transcend his own weakness, then he can follow after the example that Abel set.
哦，所以这样看起来，该隐他是神一直是让他充满着改变的机会。
So it is true that in the Lord's eyes, Cain was provided a lot of opportunities.
哦，因为神的本意是要该隐的生命也能够改变。
Because God's intention is to have Cain's life transformed.
那就是借着改变他的生活形态。
And that is changing his life ways.
因为神已经告诉他，你怎样做，你会被接受。
Because God specifically told him what to do so that he could be good.
那神也警告他，你如果继续行得不好，会有什么后果。
The Lord warned him of if you do not do good things, then this is the fate you will have.
所以本来这个该隐啊，他是能够弃掉那一个生气跟怨恨。
In actuality, Cain could have extinguished that wrath that he had.
只要他回应了神的爱。
If only he can reflect upon God's love.
但是他却没有去体会神的心意。
But he did not experience this intent that God had for him.
好，我们请参考耶利米书二十九章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
旧约圣经920页耶利米书29章11节
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11
十一节，神说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
Verse 11, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
我们知道后来该隐他是受咒诅。
So we know later that Cain was not blessed, was cursed by God.
但是事实上神的本他的最原本的那个本意啊并不是这样子。
But the very essence of what God intended was not to be this way.
神不是要降灾祸给他。
God did not want to bring calamity upon him.
神是要赐平安给他。
God only meant to bless peace upon him.
神是要让他的将来有盼望的。
God wanted him to have a hope and a future.
只是该隐他失去了神给他的多次的机会。
But Cain forsook the opportunity that God gave him.
那这其实这是人最大的最大的这个不幸跟这个愚昧。
In actuality, this is the real big, the biggest issue with humans that they do not take these opportunities or believe what God says.
所以我们要努力的让神的这个美善跟神的祝福来取代了我们生活当中的这些丑恶跟伤害。
So we need to have the promises and what God intends for us to transcend the ill things of this world.
我们虽然没有该隐那么坏但是呢我们很多的时候我们也不是真的是十全十美的。
So we may not be to the degree of wickedness that Cain was, but we are not as good ourselves either.
在我们生活当中总是有那个丑陋的一面那种具有伤害性的一面。
But in our lives, we have the same type of situations in which we are emotional or we are ill-willed toward others.
但是神他的美善，他的祝福。能够来期待这些
，But then God's blessing and His hope can be a means of hope to others.
那我们要努力的来让神的美善跟祝福充满我们的生活。
We have to fervently allow God to encompass our lives.
我们一起唱诗345首。
Let's please sing hymn 345。
质问啊，通常它不是责备啊，它是爱。
God's questions are not from a form of admonishment, but it is out of love.
那所以我们也用神问这些这些古圣徒的话，我们来问问我们自己。
So through the examples of all the different characters in the Bible, we should also ask ourselves.
那这样一定能够帮助我们。在信仰的道路上能够跑得更好。
So this may help us more to run even better on this spiritual journey in our lives.
因为我们知道神的质问里头是带着爱。
Because we know that from God's questions, it brings forth love.
那我们也求圣灵来感动我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide and move us.
让神的这些质问真的在我们的灵性上给我们带来反省，带来指引。
So in our faith, these questions bring forth revival in us.
让我们都不断的来成为神所喜爱的。
So that we can steadfastly be considered that who God loves.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray for the concluding prayer.